Hi, I'm Martin Davidson and I'm Chief Executive of the British Council and I've been doing this job for about a year.
What do you feel people at this event are going to get from this?
This is an opportunity to discover what people are doing, other people are doing in areas which are important to you. But I think that what's interesting about this conference is that first of all it's bringing people from across the UK but also from other countries, particularly other European countries. And it gives the sense that the issues that we are struggling with in this country about how what makes a city work, how do cities absorb new migrants, how do we make those new people coming into our cities active citizens contributing to the prosperity of our cities, those are all issues which are shared. And what we're doing is exploring how different people in different parts of the world are dealing with those same problems.
How does your role in your job aspect fit in with this type of event?
Well, the British Council is an organisation. We're about building trust for the UK, building influence for the UK internationally by sharing knowledge and ideas. So first and foremost, this is an exercise of sharing knowledge and ideas. But also one of the things that we believe is critically important is that in a world where the trust in the UK has become strained, has become more difficult in particular parts of the world, most obviously the Middle East and other parts of the world like that, we have to understand what it is that we can do to actually renew and rebuild that trust. And so an event like this provides us with really valuable understanding of how we can improve our own work. But I think the other area that for me is critically important is that I believe very strongly indeed that the future prosperity of our country is going to be really dependent upon the ability of our young people to engage with people from other parts of the world. In a globalising world, whether it's your ability to speak languages, your ability to understand other people's cultures, your ability to engage and be involved with other people and understand where they're coming from, are going to be vitally important parts of what's going to make us a successful country. And so, again, what we're exploring here is how do we actually improve the opportunity for our young people to become involved with the rest of the world.
With Liverpool being capital culture, there's a huge focus on Liverpool and its media, particularly on the internet. How do you think the media can get across a political message of being unified to the world at large?
The media is a vitally important way in which we communicate and we understand what's going on. What I find fascinating and exciting is the way in which the internet is providing an opportunity for far more people to become involved in distribution of ideas. Now, that can be very negative and it can be very positive. And what we're wanting, obviously, to do is emphasise the positive side. As more and more people become involved in sharing their ideas, then the discussion we had a few moments ago about responsible journalism seems to me to be vitally important. How do you make sure that you explore the full range of issues? How do you make sure that you understand the prejudices which inform the way every one of us might interpret issues? How do you make sure that you provide a genuinely open medium, not one which comes from a very particular political viewpoint, or if it is coming from a political viewpoint, then that viewpoint is very clear. So I think that the media are vitally important in sharing the thinking that goes through an event like this, but also actually challenged by it to become more diverse, more open, and genuinely more communicating across cultures.
How do you think events like this can actually impact on the media's understanding about cross-cultural boundaries? Do you think it's just events like this that the media can highlight to do it, or are there any other aspects that the media can focus on?
I think events like this are obviously valuable, but they are people talking and thinking in theoretical terms. Now, I think the media, it's important the media reflect those theoretical terms, but it's also vitally important that the media actually are involved in the reality of intercultural communication, intercultural working, and there's nothing. The only way you can really see that is to see it in practice. So what is happening, you know, in Liverpool? Fantastically exciting program going on this year for 2008. What I think what's vital is the media reflect on the diversity of Liverpool, the way in which Liverpool's culture is being expressed in multiple different ways by different communities, and demonstrate interculturalism in practice as well as in theory.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much indeed.